some people may be rather skeptical about the effect of prayer or of community support, of love, those kind of things on cancer. And I just interviewed just a few weeks ago a person who's compiled a thick book. He's got a thick and a thin book. The thick book is about 350 pages. His name is Jonathan Chamberlain. The book is Cancer, a Total Recovery Guide. In the book, he details and brings out both the anecdotal stories and the studies related to mental health, praying, community support, how all those things are related to health and cancer. So I do encourage, if you're listening, just go to my site, northernspiritradio.org, and listen to the interview with Jonathan Chamberlain. You'll have your eyes opened about some of the possibilities. And the thing is that I believe that the best doctors that we have also recognize this key human component, this component of some people die simply because they don't move forward, they shut down and retreat and cancer takes over. And Savannah Ray, who's with me here today, is not one of those people. Because I did the Song of the Soul interview with you 2 years ago, I'm very aware, Savannah, of your deep prayer life. What kind of prayerful approach have you used in terms of health or just well-being in general as you've sat with cancer for the last year and a half?
Well, I personally enjoy sitting in the silence, and I don't have any particular prayer that I follow. I often do read the Daily Word before I go into the silence. Primarily, for me, it's a matter of becoming centered, becoming still, and knowing that the presence of God is guiding me. I'll often go into prayer with a question or something on my mind, and I allow it to fall to the back of my mind and let God become the forefront of my mind. And sometimes I will end my prayer time with an answer to my question. And more times than not, there is no answer. But I do believe that an answer will come. And so it's become important to become steadfast, to not take any action until I know what is being asked of me to do. And sometimes it's to do nothing at all. And that's been very, very challenging for me.
With no place.